Yeah, as we've dove into Daniel today a little bit, I think about Daniel and the book of Revelation, and especially the time, the season that we're in through COVID. A lot of people are asking questions around end times. It's been interesting for me. There's been a number of times people have called me, pastor friends of mine, and others who have called me and asked me, what do I think about COVID as it relates to end times? I even had somebody say to me when I was talking to them about perhaps at the end of COVID, I would drive to Abbotsford and visit because I haven't seen them for so many years. And his comment to me was, don't bother, because Christ is coming back before COVID comes to an end. So don't bother coming to visit me. The end is near. And I just found that interesting. So how does COVID, how does our current situation fit into the book of Revelation seems to be the question. And, when I grew up as a kid, as a teenager and young adolescent, I was part of Seven Oaks Alliance Church, and our senior pastor wrote a book called Apocalypse Next. And it was all about understanding the book of Revelation and trying to discern what God was doing in the world and where we were in the end times continuum. It was filled with charts and diagrams trying to prove basically that we were in the end times and when would Jesus come back and when would the final tribulation be. And I think that's where a lot of people are going in our day through COVID. Now, let me just say something about the prophetic. I believe God gives this gift today. I think we alluded to that a few weeks ago. And some people, I believe, who exhibit this gift can see into the future, can hear God's voice for a particular moment in time and can speak to that. And the purpose of the prophetic is to edify the body of Christ. And I believe that that gift is for today. I've been on the receiving end of prophetic, and it was powerful. In fact, God used the prophetic to lead Kenda and I to Squamish. But I've also been on the receiving end of unhealthy prophetic, or what seemed to be prophetic and wasn't. The book of Daniel is a prophetic word. It's speaking into a time that was foreshadowing, that was coming. And it was both imminent, approaching, fastly approaching for Daniel and for the people of Israel, but it was also speaking to the end times. When I look at the human response to times of crisis like we're seeing today, I've grown really wary to believe too many things or read too many things into what's happening around us. And this is why I think it's so important for us to activate discernment. In fact, it's critical. It's why John, in 1 John, told the church that it needed to test everything, to test the spirits. This is why we see in the book of Acts, the church of Berea, scripture says that they listened to everything that Paul taught and tested it. So testing is critical. So especially in times where there's lots of pseudo-prophetic happening, lots of nonsense, people defining and describing what everything means, how this might fit into the prophetic chart, I think it's really important for us to activate discernment. I want you to think about history. Think about all the times throughout history where people were thrown into catastrophic events outside of their control, and how many times the church would have read their current historical situation as pointing to the end times. Think about the 14th century and the bubonic plague. It hit Europe in 1370, and 20 million Europeans died. In fact, one out of every three people died in Europe. Imagine how the church responded and what kind of words were going around at that time. Of course, they interpreted that event as the end of the world. But what happened? It wasn't the end of the world. The world kept spinning. God was large and in charge. Then you had the yellow fever in Philadelphia in 1793. 5,000 people died in a period of 2 years. One-tenth of the city's population died. You can guarantee people were pulling out their charts, Book of Daniel, Book of Revelation in that time, and probably wondered if this was the end of the world. You had the virus in 1917, 1918. 50 million people died around the world. It prompted quarantines, very similar to what we have today. There was a ban on public gatherings. And again, the world probably responded. Many followers of Christ, other faiths, believe that to be pointing to the end of the world. But it all came and went. The world continued to move forward. Then you had the AIDS crisis. People read into that. You had SARS in 2003, Ebola in 2014. You can imagine people were trying to pull out their Bibles and read these things as prophetic events, all claiming the same thing. But what happened? Nothing. In fact, you look throughout history, you can see the rise of Hitler, Stalin, Mao in Cambodia. Can you imagine in these times in our history, the world's history, how many people were reading these events as pointing to the end of the world? These leaders must be the Antichrist spoken of in the book of Revelation and Daniel. So we don't want to minimize these horrific events, horrendous crimes, mercilessly inflicted on humanity, but this wasn't pointing, these things weren't pointing to the end of the world. Then you had Y2K. I don't know if you remember that. People made a lot of money on Y2K. There was a lot of TV evangelists that made money and saying millions were going to die and that you better get ready. In fact, people were stockpiling grains. People were stockpiling, I'm sure, toilet paper at that time. But yet Y2K came without even a whimper. I was listening to a little clip on Jim Cimbala, and he says that he had pastor friends that in 1997 believed that that Jesus was coming back. In fact, he had one friend that had 711 verses that he combined to somehow prove that Jesus was coming back in 1997. So what happened? Well, Jesus didn't come back in 1997. Again, it came and went without a whimper. We had 9/11, came and went. People were reading those events through their apocalyptic charts. And so what is God telling us through this current event? What can we learn from history? I think we need to be careful when you hear all these things. Because we're absolutely sure that something can be defined according to the Word of God, but if it isn't defined, if we can't see clear description or understanding through Scripture as to what's happening, then we need to dismiss it. Even Jesus was asked in his day when the end of the age would come, and even Jesus said, "I know not the time or the hour, only the Father knows." So what's happening today? Well, I don't know what's happening. The world's in the middle of another pandemic. We know that to be true. And I don't know what this, but this we do know, that God is on the throne. He's large and he's in charge. He was in control back then and he's in control right now. The question that I have is, why must people try to define or try to control these moments? Well, I think it's a natural human response. When everything is thrown out of control, we grasp after things that give us a sense of control. It makes sense that many people would hold on to scripture passages taken out of context to give them a sense of control. But I think a reminder for us is that we don't need to be in control. We can just trust that God is in control. So what is God saying to the church through this? How does it connect to the book of Daniel? Well, first thing, I think it's a reminder for us. It should cause the church to cling to God. The best way to cling to God is prayer. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call on me in the day of distress, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me." So what's God saying? God's calling the church to pray, to cling to him. Find it interesting, scripture says Daniel prayed three times a day.